This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, it's Dave Marchese with you for our deep dive of the week, and it's a closer look at an industry that you may rely on a bit, but you don't think too much about. Food delivery apps. They've completely changed hospitality all over the world, and the riders and drivers that work for them are obviously holding this whole thing together, because rain, hail or shine, they're there. They're bringing you your hangover cure. Your dinner, maybe a bit of booze for an after party. But at what cost? Because these young people have been telling us for so long that they're earning very little. But things might be about to change.
It's such a volatile market. Today you could be making 30 to 35 an hour or even 40, but tomorrow you can be even 15 or even say 20, which, you know, is a huge difference. So a minimum pay in play could really make it better.
Uber Eats and DoorDash have agreed to pay some delivery drivers, riders, minimum pay. So what exactly does that mean? And what does it mean for the price of your deliveries?
We can assume it's going to create a better set of circumstances for workers than what has previously existed. But whether or not that will bring them on par with what, for instance, a casual worker would be earning, remains to be seen.
You're going to hear from an expert who can break all of this down very soon. But first, Ariana Lucente has been out on the streets of Melbourne, seeing what it is like to be on the other end of food deliveries.
What time is it now? It's 2 p.m. now. It's going into the quiet hours. I just got a Coles order, which I'm going to take. And yeah, see how many I can get by tonight.
I'm with Rowan in St Kilda, and he's just accepted his first job of the day with Uber Eats.
A lot of it is Coles orders, especially these days. I don't know why. I get sick of doing Coles orders.
But you don't have to pick them yourself, right?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I have to walk around the supermarket looking at the list of the things that they get and putting in a basket.
Rowan is a delivery rider for Uber Eats and DoorDash, and he's on a bit of a mission this week. He's trying to crack at least 60 deliveries, ideally 100, to get bonus cash.
Uber often give bonuses. It's always like, do this amount of jobs and we will pay you this much. Between Monday morning 8 a.m. and Thursday night midnight, if I do 60 jobs, I'll get an extra $185. And if I do 5 after that, I'll get an extra $20.
The bonuses are a big part of how he makes money on the app.
That's basically how I get my income, by chasing these bonuses.
But he reckons he's about 10 orders behind, because his e-bike is out of action.
The e-bike is at the shop getting, I think, a chain fixed.
You've got your road bike today.
This doesn't make the same amount of money, the road bike. My gear fails all the time. I always got to manage my gear. The hardest part of the job is making sure I'm in the position to go out and ride a bike for 40 hours a week.
Being a food delivery rider is Rowan's full-time gig. He says the bike upkeep and being super strategic with his bonuses so he makes enough money sometimes feels like running a business.
Sometimes they've gone months and they don't give bonuses at all. So that means my income per week drops by a couple of hundred and my lifestyle suffers, and they take it away like it's nothing. And I hear they're doing some kind of thing to make it fair pay, because it feels very gamified.
Gig workers have campaigned for years for a better industry, and really this is a first in the world.
Uber Eats and DoorDash have reached a deal with the Transport Workers Union to set minimum pay rates and improved conditions for riders and drivers. It's with the Fair Work Commission now for approval.
Yeah, you can just head off. If you have to rush, you have to go.
Okay, so a lot of my day sounded like this. These food delivery workers are busy, but I wanted to find out how they feel about the pay deal.
That's great. I mean, the sooner they roll out, it's better, because honestly, it's such a volatile market.
Arka is a rider for DoorDash, and I was able to catch him because it's a sunny day, which for him means fewer orders.
I'm just going to do this for like 3 hours. I'm going to go home, cook myself some dinner, and yeah, call it a night and hopefully have a better day tomorrow, because today does not look that busy.
Arka reckons a minimum pay would really help out.
So I would say it's a good side hustle. Not the best way to make your main income, I would say. Today you could be making 30 to 35 an hour or even 40, but tomorrow you can be even 15 or even say 20, which, you know, is a huge difference. A minimum pay in play could really make it better and more meaningful for riders to, you know, work in this industry.
A few weeks ago, Menulog announced it was closing, and today is officially the last day you can make an order. When I open up Menulog, it's actually directing me to Uber Eats.
Yeah, this is like the one that you look for orders.
Yeah.
If it's even redder, it means it's busier.
Oh, as in like, yes. The darker bits is like, yes. Oh. Nicholas is showing me the map that workers can see on the Hungry Panda app. He's only been a rider for 2 weeks.
It's actually quite fun because you get to travel around and explore other places, and they are paying us as well.
The workers I spoke to really like the flexibility of the job. This is Kaiser, who rents her bike, something I saw a lot of workers do.
I think it's a freedom for me, and because I'm new here to the Australia.
Smaller platforms like Hungry Panda and Easy aren't part of the pay and conditions deal.
I broke my arm riding the bike and I didn't get anything. I just had to wait till my arm was better and live off savings and then get back to it.
Rowan would love to see sick leave and injury compensation in this deal.
If you're a beginner, there's a high learning curve.
Rowan has delivered more than 20,000 orders. Knowing the busy suburbs, recalling addresses from memory, the public holidays worth working, and hacking the bonuses all boost his hourly rate.
That only comes from experience, from knowing how the algorithm is going to work.
Minimum pay might just let him breathe.
Oh, I'll probably be working till probably 9 o'clock tonight.
Where will you go?
I'll probably go this way. See ya.
Bye.
Hack on Triple J.
Ariana Lucente reporting there. Look, obviously minimum pay would mean a lot for delivery riders, but is it even sustainable going forward? Because we know this week, Menulog, once a dominant player, folded. Could other platforms be next? Well, someone who knows heaps about all this is Alex Veen. He's a senior lecturer and employment relations researcher at the University of Sydney. Alex, thank you so much for joining us on Hack.
Good day, Dave. Thanks for having me.
What is this minimum pay stuff? What would it actually mean for delivery riders?
So what's been announced is basically that the union and two of the major platforms have agreed that they are going to be paying workers a certain rate of $31.30 per hour. But the critical thing to note here is that when we're talking about that rate, it only applies for the periods that these workers are actually performing delivery. So it's when they receive an order on their app, they accept it, they go to the restaurant to collect the order and then deliver it to the customer. Critically, what's not included within this rate are any periods sort of between different gigs that they might be performing.
Right. So if they're not picking up an order or delivering it, they're not being paid.
Correct.
Okay. And how does this relate to the minimum wage in Australia? Is there a connection there?
So I think we need to see the two still quite distinct from another. One of the things that we've seen is some reforms around the gig economy in the last few years by the Albanese government. And one of the decisions they made is they basically don't want to make these workers employees. So discussions around minimum wage for that reason don't really translate to this new form of work. Instead, the solution that we've seen is this so-called employee-like category that they've created, for which there can be now minimum standard orders. And what it really does is put at least, I guess, some sort of floor in place for these workers where previously basically nothing existed.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that those delivery riders will be enjoying the same minimum pay wage as other Australians.
Correct. And it remains to be seen in practice what the announcement will actually mean for workers in practice. We can assume it's going to create a better set of circumstances for workers than what has previously existed. But whether or not that will bring them on par with what, for instance, a casual worker would be earning remains to be seen.
Alex, what are your rights if you're a delivery rider? Because we've just been hearing from some a few minutes ago, and it does sound like it's pretty rough work.
Yeah, I think these are workers that for a very long time have basically been unprotected because of the engagement model that the platforms have used, whereby these workers were independent contractors effectively sort of running their own businesses rather than being employees of these organizations. I think what we've seen is we've seen a sort of build-up of rights for these workers over the last few years, and it has differed a little bit from state to state in this country as to what protections have been afforded in terms of workplace health and safety issues. Earlier in the year, the so-called deactivation provisions came into effect, which has meant that workers who are being terminated by a platform, their account is basically stopped. They now have the ability to go to the Fair Work Commission to seek a reinstatement. Then there's this creation of minimum standard orders. And so Yesterday's announcement really is a major step in that respect, in that it really gives us a first idea what sort of additional protections are going to get into place for these workers in the near future.
And obviously, protection safeguards for people who are injured on the job is another important factor to consider too.
Absolutely. These riders probably would have always been protected to an extent under workplace health and safety laws across the different states. But I think what is really positive about the deal that's now been struck between the union and the platforms is that it sort of puts it beyond any reasonable doubt that platforms have a responsibility to make sure that there's some personal liability insurance for individuals operating through their platforms. At the same time, the deal between the parties make it clear that, for instance, workers themselves will be responsible for ensuring that they've got adequate third-party coverage. As you can imagine, there's quite a few workers doing deliveries using cars or electric bikes or motorbikes. And if they are in an accident, again, there's a question when the general public gets involved, who's responsible for that. So it's all being much more clarified by having these sort of agreements between the parties. And I think these are all very important steps to giving workers much needed certainty.
One of the questions that people who use these platforms will have is all this going to make my orders more expensive? Are customers going to have to pay more as a result of these changes? Is that likely?
Yeah, I think it is likely we'll see a slight increase in the cost for these services, but I don't think it will be a major change. I think from the consumer's perspective, we're looking perhaps at a few cents per delivery.
Very interesting stuff. Alex Veen from the University of Sydney, thank you very much for joining us on Hack.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is an issue that we're going to be hearing a lot about over the next year, so we'll keep you across all the updates and on how any changes will impact workers, because we know so many of you are in this industry. You are doing deliveries, maybe not as a full-time job, maybe as a side hustle. If you do want to see more on this story as well, remember, head over to Hack's Instagram and our TikTok to get a glimpse into what life is like as a food delivery rider. We not only recorded all the audio, we filmed it as well. It's a great look at how hectic that kind of work can be. I'll catch you next time.